This podcast was made using Anchor. Do you want to make your own podcast? Download the Anchor mobile app for free or visit anchor.fm to make your own podcast on Spotify. In 3, 2, 1. Hey, it's me, Frances, just a typical girl who's not afraid to risk. I have a lot of things to share, and to be honest with you, this isn't a smooth ride. But one thing's for sure, it's going to be worth it. Everybody, welcome to my 7th episode of Love Frances Podcast. If you're new here, hello, hello, I'm Frances from MNL48 and thank you so much for stopping by my podcast today. You are very welcome, dear. Sa mga bago dyan, hello, I'm Frances and yeah, this is just a safe place. Pwede mo kong gawing pahinga. And in here, we just talk about my life, my experiences, my thoughts, my feelings, you know, anything to motivate, encourage, inspire, and I'll do my best to make you smile. And right now, I just want to be with you, you know, yung tayong dalawa lang. So, kumusta? Kumusta naman yung mahal ka dyan? Sana okay ka ngayon. And sana alam mong miss na miss kita. Miss na miss kong kausapin ka. And I'm so happy that I get to talk to you again. Sana ikaw din happy. So, how are you? How's your mental health? Are you okay? Okay lang ba puso mo dyan? I hope you're feeling the best right now, my love. I really do. But if you're not feeling okay right now, I want you to know that I'll be with you, okay? Di ko man sure kung ano yung nangyayari sa buhay mo ngayon, pero sana alam mong sasamahan kita hanggang dulo, okay? Laban na, okay? Kaapit lang tayo. Kung meron ka mang gagawin ngayon, I want you to know na I believe in you and kayang-kaya mo yan. And in case no one has told you this, I am so proud of you. In today's episode, I'll be sharing to you guys a story. A story I heard from somewhere. I just don't know where I heard it exactly, but I want to share it with you. So, yeah, let's start. There once lived a man and a woman who always loved each other. People knew them because they never showed any signs of toxicity as a couple. So people really admired them for that. And because of love, I think, they bore a beautiful little girl. They loved her so much. And the people around them loved the girl so much too. And yeah. And guess what? She's a daddy's girl. And not a few years later, they also bore a son. And he's the mama's boy this time. Cute, no? And after a while, the little girl saw how her parents always fight, whether from the biggest things to the pettiest ones. But still, she remained as a daddy's girl. She had always admired how amazing his dad was. She also loved her mom, though. Don't get her wrong, huh? But of course, her mom scolds her always whenever she doesn't act right. So she's left with no choice but to like her dad more. Unfortunately, her dad cheated. He has always been a cheater though, but this time he left for good. He left to have another family, you know. And he left her when she was 5. And I think the little brother was 3 by that. Nung time na yun, too young, no? Well, alam nyo, before the father left for good, dinala niya yung anak niyang babae sa isang napakagandang place. Isang boulevard yata yun. Walang tao, sila lang dalawa. Sobrang ganda ng sky. Sobrang peaceful. And biglang sinabi ng dad sa anak niyang babae na, "You take care, okay? You take care of your little brother for me." Of course, nung time na yun, the little girl didn't exactly know what her dad meant, diba? So, she still went home with her dad like nothing happened. You know, nothing special happened. Pero hindi niya alam, last na pala yun. Last na yun. That day didn't kill her though, but something inside her died that day. She cries every night silently after that. She cries when everyone is asleep. She cries when she feels like no one's listening na. When no one's watching. She just wants to scream. She has to hold her breath and grab her stomach to keep quiet. She can't breathe anymore even. She realized that the person that meant the most to her is gone. She can't exactly describe how she feels, but it's not quite right and it leaves her cold. Her dad is the first person who broke her heart. For the rest of her life, he will always be the one who hurt her the most. He made her hate herself a lot. Almost everyone she accepts into her life knows about it. Hindi na siya naniniwala sa pag-ibig. She doesn't know what to say even, what to tell her classmates on Father's Day. It's her least favorite. Alam niyo yun? And she knows her mom was worried too for her to face this day alone. She knows. She feels it. She has always felt that her mom wanted to keep her daughter home, especially when this day comes. But the little girl still went to school, eager to tell her classmates, her friends, everything about a dad she never sees, a dad who never calls. She wishes people knew how hard Father's Day is when the father was never there. The dad isn't who he used to be na kasi. And because of that, she rarely opens up. She doesn't like to feel vulnerable or be misunderstood. The little girl always had these thoughts on her mind. She always imagines telling all these to her father. "Don't you remember? I'm your baby girl. How could you push me out of your world? How could you lie to your flesh and blood? One day you'll be alone and regret not being there. You'll regret the special times you missed. You'll regret the birthdays and holidays missed. You'll regret not watching me grow up and being part of my life and being part of my brother's life. You will regret that you were selfish with your time. You will regret everything, and by then it will be too late if it isn't already." What annoys her the most is the fact that his dad tells everyone he loves and misses his kids but makes zero effort to meet them, doesn't even pay his way to better their lives, and doesn't even put them on his priorities list. He really was never there for her son, nor has he ever been. He was supposed to be though. But his priorities weren't his son and daughter, for they were nothing but himself. He has messed up. Big time. And it took a while for her to realize that it's not her fault. Bata pa lang nakikita niya nang umiiyak yung mom niya dahil dun. Dahil iniwan yung mom niya. And feel niya talaga nung panahong yun, nakasalanan niya. Yet although none is her fault, she was still hurt from the times he wasn't there to help her mom tuck her in at night. She's still hurt from the times where he didn't care, and she's still hurt from the times that he never called. Her heart is broken because of him. She was so young that she couldn't have done anything wrong, but leaving at such a young age caused seriously a lifetime of hurt and left her with nothing but a broken heart. Because of all these, she always tries to find love that she wished she had with her dad from people. she always finds love in the wrong places. But you know, she really just wants someone to love her like a dad would. She just wants to yell at him for leaving her. She wants to call him all the names in the book. She wants to make him realize he was wrong. She wants him to know how much pain she went through when she left and how much she's still going through that. She wants him to see how him leaving affected her. She just wanted to talk about it. She just wanted to scream. She wanted to shout about it. But all she could do was whisper, "I'm fine." Because she's tired, you know. She doesn't like the memories because the tears come so easily. And once again, she breaks down and it's awfully difficult to feel sad and tired when all you want is to feel alive. She overthinks, gets insecure at times, and she's quite different. She knows what the real world is like. She analyzes every little thing in life. Why? To avoid getting hurt. Kasi baka iwan na naman siya. To find happiness. She stays up at night trying to think about every possible situation to think about just to get through all the problems. She thinks too much and she trusts less people. She's already afraid of commitment because she has seen her parents' marriage. It's been a while, but the pain still hasn't stopped. Neither have the tears. But if you want to laugh at her while you're listening to this, go ahead. Call her needy, pathetic, sad girl, babaeng may daddy issues. But know that when you laugh, you are laughing at a 5-year-old girl who woke up to find her dad gone. You are laughing at an 8-year-old girl who heard her best friend's dad call her best friend his little princess and cried secretly. You are laughing at an 11-year-old who doesn't know what to do when they make Father's Day cards at school. You are laughing at a child who had her heart broken by the one man who was supposed to love her forever. She can smile and laugh. Sometimes she doesn't talk too much and is quiet, and if she says okay, she lied. Her smile looks like she was never broken and never cried, but if you only look closely, you can see the sadness in her eyes. She's smiling just to stop the tears from falling. She feels alone in a room of people. She feels so invisible and just hopes someone will notice her. Someone who will love her and care for her, who will never ever want to leave and stops every single tear. Someone who understands her and hugs her so tight that finally she'll feel safe and can sleep at night. Last night, she cried again, but she will never give up. Her heart was heavy, yet she held her own. She's broken, but she found strength within pain. They rarely see her cry about her dad. If she ever did, di niya na talaga kinaya yon. She was everything, treated like nothing, left to feel nothing, but she survived. She always survived. She was so brave and quiet about it that everybody forgot she was suffering. She acted like it wasn't a big deal when it really was breaking her heart. She pretended that she doesn't care, but she cares. She's not heartless though, but she just had to learn how to use her heart less. She falls, she breaks, she fails, but she rises, she heals, she overcomes. Inside this strong woman was a broken little girl who had to learn how to get back up and not have to depend on anyone. Alone or not, the girl had to walk forward. And that girl is me. It's me. I didn't include everything here, but yeah, it's me. But as bad as it was, I learned something about myself, that I could go through all that and still survive. Morning is here. The day is new. Perhaps this is where the light breaks through. Some memories never really leave your bones. They become part of you and you carry them. Yes, I am hurt that my father chose not to be a part of my life and can't be bothered to even call, but the relationship my mom and I have is something I would never trade for a dad anyway. Right now, I am so proud to say that I have the best mom in the world. Mom, if you're listening to this, I want you to know that I love you so much. She has fought 1,000 battles and she's still standing. She has cried 1,000 tears and she's still smiling. She has been broken, betrayed, abandoned, rejected, but still she walks proud, laughs loud, lives without fear, loves without doubt. She's so beautiful and is very humble pa, and she's my mommy. So to every other parents, mom man yan or dad, or if you're a single mom or a single dad right now and you're listening to this, respect. I have all my respect to all of you. Seriously. To all of you who are doing double duty because of people failing to do their part as parents, I am so proud of you. I want you to know that if someone close to you left you, it's their loss. You've done everything you could do. You've been patient. You've prayed. It's enough. You've done more than enough. And if they can't see that, then too bad for them at this point, diba? Please don't think it's all your fault. Please don't blame yourself. It's gonna be their loss and someone else's gain. And that someone is going to appreciate you. So just let's trust the magic of new beginnings. And please, set yourself free. For every family story, parents annulled or separated, physical abuse practices, or even deceased parents, they all share a similar burden that feels like an anchor weighing down their hearts in so many ways. Para siyang bangungot na parating bumabalik kahit napilit mo na siyang kinakalimutan. From my own experience, I can easily tell for a fact that sobrang hirap talaga. Ang hirap. However, kailangan lumaban ulit. There are so many lessons I learned growing up in a broken home. Growing up, I had typical childhood experiences, but unlike some of you, I grew up in a broken home. But it made me a better person today. There were tons of life lessons, including the fact that a man doesn't have to be your father to be a dad. Your mother can act both, actually. Because even if without a dad, my mother showed me how to be a good role model, to be both the mother and the father to me and my brother. And it looked so easy, actually, for my mom. And I don't know where she's getting all these energies from. Pero grabe, to standing up for me in school because I got bullied, grabe talaga. And for that, I'm thankful for the way I was raised. It is that home where it led me to believe that everything in life is worth it and that no other arms can give you shelter except that of a home with your family. But family doesn't always mean blood. Friends, your loved ones. Growing up, it allowed me to be open to a different way of life. It showed me that not everyone can always have what they want. It showed me what living in poverty was truly like and taught me many great lessons about what the real world was like. I got to see firsthand what it was like to struggle and have the fear of not having enough money to get by. I have witnessed some things I will never forget. I realized that life doesn't always play out in the best of ways, but it's what makes everyone unique, right? It showed me that no matter who we are, rich or poor, we all want the same outcome in life, to be happy and make the most out of it. People always ask me if it was hard coming from a broken family. It was. It is, and it will always be, but it had to happen. It's broken, yeah, but beautiful. I don't know who I would be if it hadn't been for my broken home. And honestly, my family has never been broken after all. God just had to take some people in our lives out to make sure we'll be the strongest family ever. And just like what our future Miss Universe said, Miss Rabia Mateo, while others are being the princesses of their daddies, I was working hard because I was preparing my own empire to become the queen of myself. Yes, I still struggle a lot in this area though. So kung ikaw, yes, ikaw na nakikinig ngayon, if you feel the same way too, gusto kong malaman mo na kasama kita, hindi ka nag-iisa, kasama kita sa journey na to, and hindi kita iiwan, sasamahan kita. I've met a lot of people who also had the same situation. They also have a broken family, and they're the strongest people I know, as in. And people always ask me why I have such a matured mind even at a young age. Here's why. It's because of all the experiences the world gave me, all the challenges. And I honestly don't care if people will know my story, because I know someone out there needs to hear this. I know someone out there needs someone to encourage them. Needs someone to tell them hindi sila nag-iisa, and andito ako para sa taong yun. All these struggles have been leading you to a beautiful chapter in your life, and everything does work out, even if it doesn't seem like it right now. You know that time that you were broken and hurting, or if you're still hurting and broken right now, but then you still showed up and gave yourself another chance? That was so beautiful. Please do that again. Please do it every single time. Giving up sounds better than holding on. You are not your abuse. You are not what they did to you. You are not your trauma. You are the cleverness that survived. You are the courage that escaped. You are the power that hid and protected a tiny spark of your light. Sometimes the apology never comes when it is wanted. Sometimes you have to accept the fact that certain things will never go back to how they used to be. And honestly, you will never know pain until you crave a conversation with someone who is still alive, but you know never mangyayari. Some days it hurts less, and some days it hurts so much. It hurts so much that you feel like your chest will cave in. And I want you to know that you have to feel the pain. It's really going to hurt, but every single moment you're crying, you're doing the work. Every moment you're hurting, you're healing. And you know, we're all broken at some point, and that's how the light comes in. Right, love? That's how the light comes in. So please believe there is always light no matter how hard things get. Please believe that it'll be better. Keep looking where the light comes in. Maybe you have to know the darkness before you can really appreciate the light. Maybe you have to lose some people before you can appreciate the ones who stayed. There may be darkness within this world, but inside us, light burns brighter than you could ever know. There are darknesses in life, and there are lights. And you, my love, are one of the lights. The light of all lights. So always remember to light up the darkness. Soon, we'll be able to have my mom here as a guest on my podcast, and we'll be talking more about all these. So stay tuned, because I know that day will come. Yeah, for all of the daughters, for all the sons who wish their dad loved them, their mom loved them, for all the single parents, this one's for you. I am so proud of you. Keep going. Please keep going. Thank you. thank you so much for listening. This is such a memorable episode for me, and I am so glad that I have the privilege to share it to you guys. Again, this is Frances reminding you that you are safe here. Always, in always, love, Frances.